This is the Connect, Communicate, Change podcast, social media for the nonprofit sector. The Connect, Communicate, Change website can be found at www.connect-communicate-change.com.
Hi, this is Philippa Willits for Connect, Communicate, Change, social media for the nonprofit sector. Today, I want to talk about the usage of social media and whether it's a passing phase or whether it's worth investing some time and energy into. Now, you won't be surprised to hear that I think it's worth investing your time and energy into. Although the methods of social networking do change over time, for instance, a few years ago, MySpace was huge. It was what many people used to share music, to connect with each other, whereas these days hardly anybody uses it. It's primarily still used as a music sharing website, but most people aren't there anymore. These days they are on Twitter and they're on Facebook mainly. So is it worth it? I'm going to look at Twitter and Facebook as examples because they are the biggest social media sites around at the moment. And sure, in a few more years' time this may have changed again, but that doesn't make it not worth doing now. And I will explain why. So, Twitter. On average, 460,000 new Twitter accounts are created every day. So that's nearly 500,000 new people are joining Twitter every day. This is worldwide. There are an average of 140 million tweets sent per day and 1 billion tweets sent per week. Now that's quite huge. That's awfully high numbers that show that this isn't something that's going to die out soon. The other interesting thing about Twitter is not just its daily new accounts and its daily number of tweets, but the difference when there is a breaking news story. For instance, when Michael Jackson died, the number of tweets sent reached a record 456 tweets per second when that news was breaking. So Twitter is adaptable. People go to it when there's something to say. And something that's interesting if you are using social media for fundraising is that Twitter users have a higher income on average than the general population, and quite significantly higher actually. 47% of Twitter users earn $50,000 or more a year. That's 47% compared to 33% of the general population. And 24% of Twitter users earn more than $75,000 a year, compared to 18% of the general population. So that's something to bear in mind when you're planning social media fundraising events or campaigns. And now Facebook, obviously the other big player in social media. Now Facebook has more than 800 million active users, so that's not even including people who don't use their account. And not only are there over 800 million active users, but more than 50% of those log on to Facebook in any given day. So that's an awful lot of people using this one website, which gives it the potential to make an incredible impact if used well as part of your organisation's strategy of social media. And not only that, but people on Facebook are very interactive. They like joining groups, they like liking pages, they like planning events on Facebook, sharing photos. So it's not at all a passive experience using Facebook. People like to interact with what's on offer. Now, back to the statistics. More than one person in every 13 on the earth are on Facebook actively. That's mind-blowing. More than one person in 13 are active Facebook users, half of which are logged in every day. About 28% of 18 to 34 year olds check Facebook on their phone before they get out of bed in the morning. The 35 plus demographic now makes up 30% of Facebook's user network, which shows that it's not just a young people thing, it's not just something that teenagers do, but it's something that over 35s do in considerable numbers, which again is interesting for the demographics of your campaign and possibly for fundraising, because that group's more likely to have disposable income. In terms of America, 71% of internet users in America are on Facebook. 71%. Again, that's a huge group of people that if you work well on Facebook, you have the potential to be in contact with, which would give you an incredible influence. And in America, more people search for the term Facebook than anything else. And that's been the case for the last 2 years. So hopefully these facts and figures will reassure you that it really is worth taking the leap and getting your organisation involved in social media activities so that you can have a chance of interacting with the more than 500,000 new Twitter users that join every day, who have a higher income than average, or the more than 800 million Facebook users, 400 million of whom log on every day. These sites, as well as being ways that you can waste time and ways that you can play games, are also ways that you can have a huge impact and reach out to organisations, to people who could help you raise money, to people your organisation would support, and to raise awareness of your campaigns. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. Visit our website at www.connect-communicate-change.com for information about and insight into social media for the voluntary and not-for-profit sector.